Federal judge rules Pennsylvania school district must allow after-school Satan club. Like hell they, pun intended, like hell they do. Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing the demons being ascendant, that the demons have come for the children, and that the demons will not take no for an answer. We're watching the whole thing in real time. These after-school Satan clubs are popping up all over the place. They were first in California, then in Washington, then in Oregon. And there's another state, I want to say it was Illinois, now in Pennsylvania. And now, of course, the judiciary gets involved and goes, you have to allow the free exercise of religion. If you allow one, you must allow all. This is, again, as a result of the sin of indifferentism. This is as a result of, we can have pluralistic religious societies. No, you can't. Because you want a pluralistic religious society, then you're going to get this. You're going to get Satan clubs. And you're going to have magistrates that are going to tell you, oh, we kind of have to allow it. Well, what if they're sacrificing animals in there? Well, you know, then we'll get the Department of Health involved. So they won't and can't not now say no to anyone. I think that this actually is a good thing in one way. And that's this. People should now see the folly of this ridiculous notion that everyone has a right to say whatever the hell they want in the public square because of this thing called the First Amendment. This is just simply, this is an example of it right here. You can, and by the way, they almost all have the same mascot. All of these Satan after school clubs all have Baphomet as their mascot. Take a really good look at a statue of Baphomet. Baphomet could work for Pornhub. Oh, by the way, Pornhub has decided that it is going to cut off the entire state of Utah.
I take that as a win.
No Pornhub for you. They've gone porn Nazi. Remember the soup Nazi? Well, they've got a porn Nazi now. They've cut off Utah. Now, the state of Louisiana, my state, the most pro-life state in the Union, had previously passed a very similar ordinance, which is age verification for the use of porn, of pornography sites. Well, all right, here's what Louisiana actually passed. A parent can sue civilly a company that broadcasts or stores or provides or streams, whatever the case may be, any kind of porn content, if it is discovered that a minor child living in the state of Louisiana accessed that porn on a website and did not go through an age verification process, then the parent or the guardian is free to sue for mental damages or damages from viewing obscenity and what have you here. Well, Pornhub is just taking it to the next step and going like, oh yeah? You want people to have to sign up and admit how old they are to get our product in your state? We're not going to sell it to you. That's a victory. But by the way, that shows you who it is that they want viewing it. They want the children viewing it. Why? Because they want to lock them in. You start watching pornography at a very young age, your sexual mind or the part of your brain that processes the sex information is going to become warped. It's going to become damaged. You will not be dealing with reason and natural law as it applies to why God blessed you with these very potent powers to bring new life into this world. That's what the power is. They're not going to tell you that on Pornhub. That's not what it's for. It's for this stunt and that stunt. It's for this act and that act and doing it this way and what have you here. It's always been about the children. If you can corrupt an entire generation of children, then you have at least a fighting chance, especially if you hate the human race, you have a fighting chance of seeing to it that there won't be another generation of children. And that's what this war and this is what this thing has always been about. A kind of case in point. And I'll come back to the Baphomet in Pennsylvania school district story. Here it is. Minnesota and Washington states have become havens for abortion and child gender transitions. The Land O'Lakes state is a cesspool of perversion and cult of death murder. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. Now they've done all these Democrat legislatures are doing is just solidifying this stuff. They're just shoring up their devotion and their dedication to the cult of death. That's what they're doing here. You know, there are good people. I happen to know a couple that live in a state like Minnesota. What are you to do? You're not going to be able to elect anyone that's going to do anything about this. You are not going to be able, therefore, your courts are not going to be packed with jurists that could hear cases in your favor. Now that they've crossed this Rubicon here, they will continue to build upon this. What is someone that is a good practicing Christian person supposed to do if you live in California, Washington State, or now Minnesota, or Illinois? Or if you live in New Tenochtitlan, that's New York for the uninitiated, what are you supposed to do? I mean, I suppose you can hunker down in your bunker. You leave the cities and move out to the burbs. They're still going to tax you to do this. You buy food in Minnesota, you are paying, you are subsidizing, even though it's unintentional, it's not a sin per se because you're not doing it intentionally, but it doesn't matter. Doesn't that weigh on your conscience? That just knowing that if you buy a gallon of gas or a six pack of beer, well, you know, oh, wait a minute. Oh, we have beer news today. Yes, we have Anheuser-Busch Dylan. We have a Dylan Mulvaney Anheuser-Busch update coming. But think about this. You live in Washington State. You are now subsidizing with every sales tax purchase. You are now subsidizing euthanasia. You are subsidizing abortion. You're subsidizing gender trans. You're subsidizing the mutilation of children. And we're not talking about all teenage adults here. They start chemically mutilating, castrating, and sterilizing eight-year-olds, dude. As soon as a child shows the first sign of puberty, they begin administering the puberty-blocking drugs. Now, again, for those of you that are new, maybe you're watching this for the first time on Rumble TV or you're listening on a preview stream or hearing this after the fact, here's what you don't know. Here's what the tranny mammies have not told you or the rest of the free world about what their gender dysphoria treatments do. If a child is going through puberty or is about to enter puberty and you start administering these extraordinarily powerful hormones. These hormones are so powerful, they would get Jose Canseco, Roger Clemens, and Barry Bonds kicked out of the Major League Baseball. They'd be banned for life. They'd never play again. Roger Clemens would never throw a fastball, and that's how strong these hormones are. Rafael Palmeiro would be kicked out of Major League Baseball for taking the same steroids. Only the ones he's taking aren't as powerful. You start administering these steroids, and by the way, this is not me pontificating on and theorizing. This has been demonstrated. This has been clinically proven. As a matter of fact, this is what these drugs are designed to do. Here's what they don't tell you. You start blocking the puberty If a beautiful little child of God at 8 years old, maybe you arrive late to the scene and you wait until she's already had her first period, she's 12 or 13. Nonetheless, you start blocking it, you start tightening it, binding up the breast and what have you here. These things cannot be undone. You need to understand this. If you have a loved one that's going through this, it cannot be undone. If you mutilate, if you chemically or physically or steroidally, hormonally mutilate a boy that's going through puberty and prevent him from going through it, he will be stuck with prepubescent male body parts for the rest of his life. Once the puberty phase is passed, there is no going back. You cannot replace, because it comes from the pituitary gland and other glands, you cannot replace the hormones and endorphins and other steroids that the body naturally makes to make the boy and turn him into a man. You can't do it. So if you're talking about doing this to a 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old boy, and you do it long-term, you are going to physically castrate him. You are basically making him a eunuch. Which has always been the goal of the demons to begin with, because they hate us. They hate us, hate us, hate us, hate us. They don't want any more of us. They don't want God to revel in new saints entering heaven and entering the beatific vision, because they were created here on earth and blessed by souls that God gave them. You must understand this. This is not some little game here that, well, you know, if science finds out that it's not the good thing, they'll have a treatment. No, they won't have a treatment for it. They will not. It cannot be undone. Yes, Maggie.
I was just going to say, too, and what a lot of these young women are finding out, too, is that when they start taking testosterone, it lowers their voice. That never goes back to your original pitch. You will always have a deep, burly, manly voice, even if you decide to detransition and go back to your femininity. It'll never happen.
Yes, you'll always be Bonnie Tyler for life. It's a heartache. Nothing but a heart. All right, I like Bonnie Tyler. You will have the Harvey, girls will have the Harvey Firestein voice for the rest of their lives. She's right, there is no getting rid of it. And of course, a young male will have his little squeaky Peter Brady voice too. He'll never get the deep voice announcer voice like the one that I have to sit behind the pewter mic. It's not golden. The pewter Crusade channel microphone. This stuff is permanent. But let me get back to why I started this with the Satan clubs. Look at a statue of Baphomet. It has fully functioning breasts. Big ones. Most people are going, oh, he's just fat. No, that's a female body part. It has a fully functioning and ready for action male body part. It is surrounded by a fully functioning and ready for action female body part. Right there, all you're going to do is claim that's obscene. You can't bring that on school grounds. It's obscene. It's obscenity. That's one way you could fight it.